let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When I'm broke, need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. Yeah, good. I know that He's real.
Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're here for another moment, time, right now, as it is, to worship, praise, and honor the great I Am and our Savior, Christ. Everybody, you were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real, and today is Spiritual Warfare. Bring it on. Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. All right, everybody, you know we've been in the book of Revelations. I want you to definitely, for the rest of the shows, make sure you have your Bibles with you. And if you don't have a Bible, you need to be going to our website, jhom.org. And in there's a free smartphone app. On that app, there's a full-length Bible that is audible, reads to you. You can set a reading schedule. You can contact the minister and ask us how to use it if you need to, but it has all these tools. And if we don't do anything but provide that Bible, that's what we're going to do right now. So please feel free to download that app so you can have your Bibles and follow along and have the Word of God at your fingertips, because it is the weapon of choice in the spiritual warfare that we're in. I have been broadcasting, if you listen to me, that I haven't broadcast, and of course when that happens, I'm sick. Something's up. When I know something's up, I'm sick. But I was expecting to feel like absolutely worse. I can't push through. I couldn't do anything. really, 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 really sicker than I ever, ever usually am. And it's because I'm teaching you the book of Revelations. And the devil is attacking my spirit. You have to understand that as we begin to learn and as we begin to grow, as you begin to learn, as you begin to grow, you have to keep discerning the things that are happening to you in a spiritual sense. Discerning the things that are happening to you, but in a spiritual sense. There is no way that, you know, I can teach the word of God and Satan just leaves me alone. He's not going to do that. He does not like when I get up and no matter what happens to me. It's like the story of Job. No matter what happened to Job, Job kept worshiping and praising God. And honoring and God. No matter what people said, no matter if they thought he was crazy, he was sitting there picking his boils and sick and everything. And he's still praising God. And I do the same thing. No matter how sick I get, I'm going to praise him. I don't care how much pain I get in. I don't care how bad I don't care if I'm crying all night. I'm going to praise the Lord. And when you surrender and start doing things from that level, oh, hallelujah, the Lord loves that. It's to death. I'm going to praise you to death, Lord. That doesn't matter what you do to me. So we have to understand that the devil is going to seek and see the thing that you're dealing with. And that's what he's going to use to stop you from continuously praising God. This warfare that's going on has nothing to do with us. You have to hear me clearly. This fight, the reason it says the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, is not because he's the one who can win it, although that's true. That's not the reason we're saying that. It's because this is a fight between God and Lucifer. Lucifer was God's most trusted angel in heaven. High archangel, high up there, right up there with God, right up there. But his pride and his ego and everything, him thinking that he can do just as God has done, and why are we listening to God? All that kind of stuff got him kicked out. That's why God told Satan to try his servant Job. You can do whatever you want to Job, you just can't kill him. Because Job is never going to denounce me, no matter what you do to him. Satan is convinced that he can get God's children to turn against God, and God is assured that he can. And it's a fight. And so, we're pawns. Now, are you going to be used in this for the glory of God or the glory of Satan? This is what your decision has to be. When you're asking for the seven spirits and you're asking for the Holy Spirit to come and manage those seven spirits and you're calling on the Trinity and you're walking by faith and you're doing all of these things that we're supposed to do as Christians, we're also supposed to know what is actually going on. That this has nothing to do with me or you. It has nothing to do with Sally Sue. Actually, Sally Sue doesn't even know she's being used in the war. That's why it says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against spirits. And I'm going to get into the reading now. You should have your Bibles definitely by now. But we're going to be coming first, of course, from Revelations. The third chapter, Revelation, the third chapter, the 19th to the 13th verse. Now, John was writing a letter to the seven, to the churches. And in the letters, and we're not going to go through the letters today, but in the letters, God talks about what they're doing right and what he had against them. And he did that in order for these churches, these entities that we have, all these branches of, you know, we ain't doing everything the right way. You know, we all got a little different version of what we're doing, and we're all one church, and we're going to get into that later. One church, one body of Christ. We get into that another lesson, but I don't want to go too far off the subject here. Let's talk about the spiritual war that's going on. The spiritual war that's going on. And how we have to stay spiritual in order to understand and reap from what's going on. All right, I read in the mighty name of Jesus, Revelation 3rd chapter, the 19th to the 13th verse. Take note, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know without any doubt that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to preserve. I will keep you safe from the hour of trial, that hour which is about to come on the whole inhabited world, to test those who live on the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold tight with what you have, so that no one will take your crown by leading you to renounce the faith. He who overcomes the world through believing in Jesus, the Son of God, he who overcomes the world, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will most clearly never be put out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and God, in the name of the city of my own new name. In my own new name. Excuse me. He who has an ear, let him hear and heard what the Spirit says to the churches. Pardon me for stumbling. Part of what's going on is that, you know, he wants to stumble. I'm going to push through this. Let's push through this. Let's take note. God, Jesus is saying, they're going to take the synagogue of Satan, okay, which is, you know, all the evil stuff that's being done around this world, and the people who are doing Satan's deeds, Satan's children, okay. You know, Satan has children just like God has children, you know, who are following him. And they're pretty much trying to bring everything down. But God wants you to remember that what they're trying to do with this, you know, if we endure through this pain, this constant torment that Satan is trying to put us through, if we endure through it, we will never give up our crown, which is what Satan is trying to do. If we give back our crown, remember I said that, you know, that we were dressed in white robes with crowns, and we took off our crown and we laid our crown at the altar when they were praising and worshiping two shows ago. We don't want to give up our crown. That's our crown. We're going to give that to Jesus. We're going to lay that at Jesus' feet. Okay? He wants you to give up that crown, and that crown is your faith. Oh, ye of little faith. When Satan comes with his trickery, when Satan comes with his lies, when Satan comes with his deceit, you should have enough faith to know. That's not what the Bible says. I'm not going to renounce my faith. That is what they were trying to get Job to do, renounce his faith. To say, oh, Lord, no, why did God do this? People want me to say that with my health conditions and what I deal with. Why me? No, not why me. Okay, Lord, what else for me? What else do you want me to endure through so I can prove to you and show you? No, I have faith because I walk by faith, talk by faith. I live by faith. I exist by faith. I get through by faith. You can't do anything without that faith. That is why Satan is trying to snatch that one thing from you. But we overcome all that through our believing in Jesus. Because of what we believe in and who we believe in and what he can do, we get through it. Just don't renounce your faith while you're being tormented or going through trials, okay? Okay? God promises to keep us safe. He promises during these trials and these tribulations. So we need to hold tight. Okay? Hold tight to him and every word that he has uttered. Now, If you go through Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th to the 18th verse, it goes a little deeper of, okay, we got a whole fat, you know, we got a whole steady. Satan is trying to snatch your crown by having you renounce your faith and not remember what God has actually promised you. You're thinking that God's lie. Well, God has instructed us to put on the whole armor of God. He knows the spiritual war that we're in, and he knows the tricks of Satan. So to protect ourselves, imagine an old Roman armor, helmet, breastplate, you know, everything, the whole nine. He wants us to put on something like that. And he describes this for us. If you go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th to the 13th verse, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth, a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, in which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, in all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Let's break that down. The whole armor. You want to, you know, the devil has schemes. You want to combat his scheme, put on the armor of God. I'm going to go through it real quick. You got to have a, buckle truth around your waist. You have a breastplate of righteousness. Now he wants you to stand firm. Okay? And be ready. Be ready with that peace that only comes from the gospel. You have a shield of faith to extinguish all the flames of the evil one. Your helmet is your salvation. You have a sword of the Spirit, which is also the word of God. God is saying, use his word to chop down the devil. He'll free. Don't denounce your faith at all. The devil will flee. You just keep submerging yourself in God and the devil will flee. Again, this is their fight. And Satan knows he's losing. We don't know with blessed assurance that he's losing. That's what Revelation, it tells you over and over. We're going to get deeper into that. He loses, flat out loses the fight. Loses to God. Now, we don't need to read to imagine that that is true. That Satan is going to lose to our Father. So why are we even entertaining Satan's buffing up? That's what he did to God. That's what he's doing to us. He's puffing out his chest saying he can do all that. We need to sit back and go, no. We know what the word says. Because it repeats it again in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 4th to the 5th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 4th to the 5th verse says it again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, which is mean, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Learn that word. Get that Bible on your smartphone from our app so you can always have it. Because that is the biggest and best weapon that we have is the Word of God. God told his own son when he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain. When the devil tempted him and tormented him, he actually used the words of the Bible against the devil. So now you hook some good Bible verses that you can repeat to the devil. Because that's the truth. And we have to stand on the truth. All right, I want you to think about this. Marinate in that. Remember that this is spiritual warfare. So bring it on. Because we know who wins, okay? And that when the devil cards come scheming and really trying to get you off your square, whether he's attacking your spirit, whether he's attacking you in your health, whether he's attacking you, however he's attacking you to try to stop you from doing what God is calling you to do, that's when you need to start fighting back, but not carnal, not with your fists. We're talking about fighting spiritually. So you need to know how to be spiritual. You need to know how to connect with Christ, who's going to connect you with the Father through the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, you get those seven spirits of God. And you are so equipped to fight this war down here and sit back and be okay. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to get bruised. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through stuff. But it means that you're going to endure to the end because you know what the end brings. Hallelujah. Let's go, everybody. We're going to start with the musical part of the show and also give me, Pastor, a little breather. First up. It's spiritual peace with war. All right, everybody, let's go.
Hey, about the war with the enemy. Hey, about the war with the enemy. All up in his face, best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy. All up in his face, best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war, I'm about to go to war, I'm about to go to war. I'ma take it to the enemy, I ain't ashamed, I pray you see what's going on all around us. It ain't you and me, your spirit's floating all around. Adam making you and me the enemy, he's been around for years, yeah, he got history. The sin is dwelling in the man before we pull the trigger. The flesh is never satisfied, that's why I sin is getting bigger. Put it on the TV commercials, they tryna get richer. Everything I make for good to get perverted, it don't let them get you. I pray you see the picture, that's why I'm making it clearer. Look at the spirit man, when you look up in the mirror. Time is ticking, man, how you living? Don't let him set you up for failure. He's the master of lies, taking souls and taking lives. I pray this open your eyes and make you sit down, make you think about your life before you leave here now. Saying I call you out, it's wondering who you are. Yeah, you with me when I was young, but now I'm grown and far from dumb. You don't want none. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war, I'm about to go to war, I'm about to go to war, war, war. I'm in the ring with the enemy, hear the Lord talking to me in the background, saying don't back down. There's Brad trying to rise up, Brad getting knocked out, depression trying to sit in. I'ma hit him in his chin to me. This is not a game, so many souls going clean, cause they didn't call on the Father to see. Got a dollar, gave money, power, now wrong is right and right is wrong. That's what the world say, but I got the right to know what the Lord got for me, and that's when it's all saving souls, hurting feelings, man, the truth hurt. I always hit harder when I put God first. Satan try to sneak me, so I hit him with a two-piece. Think he can whoop me, man, he gotta put in work, cause I ain't falling without a fight, even though it might seem like he hit hard, but my God hit harder. Knock him down to his knees, he need water and a doc. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war, I'm about to go to war, I'm about to go to war, war, war. I'm a soldier, don't talk it, let it show about my lifestyle. For Christ, I'm going all out. Punch the devil lights out. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Going hard, I ain't swinging my sword. I know the devil want me back, but he can't get me. I got blood on me, so he can't get me. Beat me, giving God all the glory who's rolling with me. My eyes ain't the same, my talk ain't the same. My walk ain't the same, thoughts ain't the same. Gotta keep it real, gotta give God praise. Feel so good to live to be saved. Every day I call on his name. Trying to reach out to the lost and the blind. These dirty streets singing, they laugh. These dirty music trapping, they mad. Gather the shine, I can't waste time. A lot of people gon' hate, but I ain't tripping. I ain't ashamed of how I'm living. Keep it real, because I know he gave his life to let me know. If I trust in him and his word is written, he told him life will be given. So I'ma keep it real till it's over. I'm on the wall. I'm at the war with the enemy. All up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on. He's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy. All up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. War, war, war.
All right, everybody. That was Spiritual Peace with Ward. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie. We're talking about spiritual warfare. We're talking about the Book of Revelation. As we go through and learn more and more, and our eyes begin to open up. You know, the pastor had eye surgery, too. I was looking at things one way, and God is showing me that, you know, hey, I need to polish those lenses up, scrape them out so you can really see what's going on. In doing all of that, I came under spiritual attack. Spiritual attack, and it attacks you with other, physically, it manifests this way physically in your health and in your mentality, everything. That's why we're doing this show. We can't learn without learning how to fight back. And most people don't know how to fight back. You fight Satan not by, oh God, what am I going to do? You'll run. You fight Satan by knowing your father. You know your father. You know what your father said. Tell this liar. Tell this liar, you are lying on my father. He did not say that. He didn't say he was going to do that to me. He didn't say he was going to let that happen to me. He didn't say that. Tell him he's a liar to his face. You got to be ready to stand up to the devil. Why be afraid of somebody or something or whatever it is that loses? And Book of Revelation tells us you lose. All right, on that, we're going to move to the gospel house break. This is not a 45-35 minute one. This is more 15 minute short break like the other ones are. Again, listen for the message in the mix, with the purpose of the dance breaker, let's get up and give God some praise and some glory. And also, there's a song in here I want you to pay attention to, and it's called Break the Devil's Neck. We need to fight, okay? Don't be bad. Listen, okay? Get the word of God and start slapping the devil upside the head with it. Amen? Let's go. Get ready. Let's go.
When praises go up, blessings come down. You're listening to Sister Poochie.
There's no way I can hide what I'm feeling inside because you
have changed my
no more
life.
Sadness, no pain, no heartache, no strain because you
have changed my
you picked
life.
Me up. Never let me down, my Lord, my Lord.
You have changed my
and
life.
Now my feet are on solid ground. You change
my life.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You saved me, you changed me. You changed me. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
You have changed
your
my
amazing
life.
Grace. Your amazing love saved a wretch like me.
You are
Alpha, Omega, beginning and end, forever.
You changed it.
Out in the darkness,
This is the world of Sister Poochie. Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
take them to church.
Catch your breath, everybody. That was the gospel House mix by yours truly, Sister Poochie. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. All right, I want to go back to the main reading of the week, and that is from Revelation, 3rd chapter, the 19th to the 13th verse. I want to make sure that you all understand what this is a beautiful thing we can use against the devil. Starting at the 9th chapter. Verse, I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Take note, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know without a doubt that I have loved you because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to preserve. I will keep you safe from the hour of trial, the hour which is about to come on the world inhabited, the whole inhabited world, to test those who live on the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold tight what you have so that no one will take your crown by leading you to renounce the faith. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will most recently never be put out of it, and he will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God. In my own new name. Jesus is talking. Let's talk, Jesus. He who has an ear, let him hear and heard with what the Spirit says to the churches. Everybody, is very, very important that we understand that the ploy right here is to get us to renounce our faith, to get us to renounce in our belief system by putting us through all his trials and tribulations. God says, hold tight. Christ says, hold on, I will give you a pillar in the temple of my God. If you just hold on with that what I said, hold on to what I said. Don't renounce your faith. Hold on, like, you know, just stand. Just stand firm and know that I am God. That's what we need to do. All right, we're going to keep on moving. If you have any questions, you want to discuss this further, please do not hesitate to contact the ministry at jhomorg1@gmail.com or go to jhom.org, send a contact form. We would love to discuss this stuff further if you need it. There's 12 people here for you. Let's go. All right, we're here for you. Next up on the mic is our resident DJ, DJ Shamim. He's going to wrap it all up with a gospel mix. Everybody, same rules apply. Same rules apply. Get up off your feet and let's go.
Yeah. Your spirit, control every part of my life and all the drama, even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it. Devil tried to bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Taking with you everywhere you go, to keep your soul fed. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming full force.
When I was down here,
it's alright.
Wait a minute, God's not too
right. Hey, crying
love that he shows.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
The love that he shows.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
Because the power of the light
is of the Lord. Is the greatness of the Lord.
The love that he shows.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
Because the power of the Lord,
the power of the Lord
is unbeatable.
Great is
the
Lord.
The greatness of
this humble is of the Lord
is inconceivable.
It's unconditional.
The power of the Lord
is
under.
Great is
the Lord. Put your hands on his feet. Clap your hands up, man. And he's greatly
to be
praised. Say it, say it. And he's greatly
to.
Sing it again, children. The greatness of the Lord,
the greatness of the Lord
is inconceivable. Because the love that he shows,
the love that he shows is unconditional.
The power of the Lord,
the Lord, Lord
is unbeatable.
Is
great is
the Lord.
Now put it right there.
God is
great. And he's greatly
to.
You can help us out,
God
is great.
Great,
great,
great, great, great to be praised.
Come on, clap your hands in the room. Help me say it.
God is great.
Yes, Lord. And he's great to.
And great
to be praised.
God is great.
Yeah. And he's great to.
And great to be praised.
Now watch it all in with us and sing it. And it's great
to
and
greatly to be praised.
He's the great and true to be praised. Come on, let's take it up higher. I'll just catch on in a minute. And he's great
to
and
greatly to be praised.
It's great there too.
Right.
All right. That was our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem. He, you know, he has Shine Your Light mix, hour-long mixes, also on Mixcloud. Check us both out on Mixcloud under the JHOM tab. That's Sister Poochie 1 at Mixcloud.com. MIXCLOUD.com/Sister Poochie 1. All right, everybody, we've rolled to the end of the show. And I'm going to go ahead and roll out of here like I always do. With How Great Thou Art with Society Hill Music. Remember, as we're learning, the devil will come up with schemes, but he has the same playbooks. All he does is use half-truths of what's going on, things you're insecure about, on the fence about, and he lies to you about it. And you believe him, and we don't need to. Start using these words against him. Let him know that the Father said that I will be safe during this time. Okay? So, and if God said it, so. All right, everybody. Peace, love, and blessings. See you to the next show where we continue in the book of Revelations. All right. ¶¶